can, you see, and run that in a lot of them dig cisterns and plaster them up with plastic. And that's the way they get the drinking water, a lot of them.
What did they call the tin that they put up there?
Oh, I really don't know. But we had wells out there at home, see, they'd be 40, 50, 60 feet deep or something.
Were these tin things ever called gutters, or were they called
eavesdrops? Yeah, they were called gutters.
Excuse me, called gutters. Save all the water, huh? It's interesting that they have these in the cities now, so they don't mar the lawn, take it out and run it off into the street. Well, what buildings did you have on the ranch?
Oh, we'd have the old shed, didn't have any barns hardly at all. And a big lot, make lots out of rails.
Now, these lots, where were they?
What's that?
Where were the lots?
Oh, they'd be out around close to the house. Oh, far from here, across the street, some of them in the house.
Do these have special names?
A lot, that's all I
have. Horse lot?
Horse lot and the cow lot.
Where'd you keep your pigs?
I kept them in a pen most of the time. A lot of times they'd let them run out. And they'd build corrals around, they'd call them corrals. Just to brand cattle in or ride horses in there, breaking.
Would these be around the house or would these be out in the field?
Well, some of them would be out in the pasture. There wasn't hardly any fields in the country.
Did you have special places to raise your hay, or did you raise hay?
Well, we baled some hay.
Would you bale out in the pasture, or?
Yeah.
Did you have a special place where you'd get it?
Yeah, we had some hay matters. Just grab it and cut it and bale it, and then we'd put up 40, 50 acres of cane, haul it, and just mow it, rake it, haul it down that wagon, stack it around the lot for a horse.